90 as fuck.
Hey, bro, y'all boy just keep talking. I just want Alex to give me a thumbs up. What that thumbs up means, we're rolling, but y'all boy just keep talking and I just...
Hey, wipe your forehead, though. Your shit shining.
I ain't gonna lie, last time, they say your face was greasy. Bruh. But it's not, though. Yo, just go ahead and do this, though, killer. Just, yeah, you feel what I'm saying?
Put the thumb back up. Hey, do the thumb, bro. No, don't do it with your sweater. Do the thumb.
Oh, man.
Sam, do like this, bro. Look, do like that.
That's what I'm saying.
There go the thumb.
Alex.
I feel like I just went like this.
Alex, talk to me. We good, Alex?
All right, we ready.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
You ain't greasy. You good?
That's crazy.
That's some bullshit. Oh man! Hey, listen, Lit Talk Podcast, man. What's going on? Episode three. We here. I got the guys with me. Danny G in the building.
Yeah.
I got Sam in the building.
Yep, you already know what it is.
And myself, man, the host, one and only Meech, man. We here. I told you guys, episode three. We made it. Actually, I wanted to share this, guys. I want to share this with you guys that I seen a little research. So they say 90% of people, right, who makes a podcast don't make it to episode three, man.
No.
We in the top 10, y'all boys.
Damn. Nigga, we made it.
We in the top 10, y'all. Well, we made it. We in the top 10, bro. We made it episode three.
What they doing, though? They can't make it to three episodes?
They're not consistent.
And what I learned, consistency is key to everything you do in life.
Everything facts, you do, man. Facts. You know what I'm saying? So we here, bro. Episode three. I want to appreciate you, everybody who supported. Listen, subscribe on YouTube. We at 99 subs.
99 fucking subs.
99. But we need one more to make it 100. You know, we just need one. Just one.
We're on the road to 150.
On the road, coach. We're hiking. I ain't gonna lie.
We up there. We climbing. We going peak.
Feel me? Also, please subscribe us on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. You think I'm saying we on all platforms? If you don't want to see no visuals, you just want to hear us out. Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. Y'all tap in with us. You know what I'm saying? So we here again, episode three. This is a good episode. I feel like I feel the energy. But my man Danny G is having a rough day.
God damn, boy. Listen.
Yo, one day made up for your whole week.
Listen, man, I'm calling it Meech. Boy, we on time today at 3:15. Make sure you good.
You was, though. I was on beat. Yes, sir.
I go to the liquor store, get the bottle. I'm going back to the crib to take a shower. The car done gave out on me.
No.
So I'm doing everything in my power to get here on time. Shit, still couldn't get here. I get to the damn rental car place. They ask 1,000,001 goddamn questions.
God damn.
They want your insurance.
Two credit cards, huh?
They want your insurance. They want to know where you work at. They want to know a second address. Whoa.
They
want
to rent.
Just for you calling me, huh?
And I still, hey.
That boy in a crisis.
Hey, it's my apology, man. We drinking out of solo cups, man. You know, it's my apology.
No, we good, man.
They say when life, that shit really be lifing.
And listen, and we did talk about that on the last episode, coach.
Yeah, life was lifing this Friday.
You know what's so funny, though? Before y'all came, we're talking to Alex and Josu. Speaking of Josu, he is in the back, man. BTS in the back right now.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about how the road to success, your car has to break down some way, somehow. That has to be the story.
So I'm gonna tell you this.
Uh-huh.
What you say about God?
My God?
What you say about God?
God is different though.
No. Check it. So as I'm going, when my car broke down, I'm going through my day. But I had to say a prayer on my way here.
Okay. All right now.
Cause boy, listen, I ain't gonna lie to you, boy. I thought they were trying to take me out of the third episode. I say, boy, listen. We was like just that. Talking about the third episode. They trying to take me out,
broski.
And I say, Lord, whatever you got going on, man, just get me to the third episode.
That's it.
Get me to the third episode.
And listen, I told you when you called me. I said, listen, bro. Just anything you need, bro. Just let me know, bro. Let me know. But you're here though. You made it.
I'm here.
You think I'm saying? Hey, as you can see, he got the other shirt. right now for the merch. Navy blue, right?
Yeah, navy blue. I'm in all colors.
We're holding it down.
Yeah, he was really 10 toes when you're talking about all type of, you know, colorful shirts and stuff like
I
that.
I told y'all I'm coming with every color. Every color gonna match the socks.
Jesus Christ.
Every color gonna match the socks. Every color gonna match the socks.
You gotta respect it. That boy Brandon our shit. You feel me? You branding it.
No, he is.
I respect it.
But I'm here, so third episode, you know, I made it. Thank God. I prayed about it, and then, you know, we're gonna set it off.
Amen. Amen. So Samson, what's good with you, man? What was your days looking like? Your week looking like?
My week was good, I can't lie. You feel me? Everything went smooth. Your boy hit. It's not an ad for Hard Rock, but your boy hit. You feel me? Also, first quarter points, so I can't complain. I hit like some niggas in here, though, but we going to be humble. You feel me? We going to be humble. But one thing about it is, unlike these niggas out here fake selling locks, unlike them niggas, I don't cuff.
You know what's so funny, though? Like, in the beginning of the whole Hard Rock thing, a lot of guys was coming out. Even the females too, though. They had the logs down packed.
Bullshit.
Yo, that shit dried out pretty quick.
On, the locks they were charging $100 for a lot. One.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Oh, you guarantee you gonna hit.
Them and them tall niggas, top scammers right now.
You said tall?
Yeah, you know them people that be calling you or texting you and say you old tall buddy? Man, you gotta pay.
You know what, that makes sense because I've been getting a lot of calls and text messages about that.
Listen, if it don't come in the mail, it's not true.
You is so right about that. Bro, I really be getting some text messages, y'all boy. Like,
if it's not in the mail, it's not true.
Nah. But it's so funny because I be passing through toll all the time.
Nah,
so
the thing about it is motherfuckers out here know they owe some toll, but you owe money on toll. And you know, them boys faking like they come to get you.
But see, that's the thing. These yammers, they fucking smart, man. These yammers, they know everybody going through the same situation.
Duh, we all owe tolls.
You dig what I'm saying? I know you about like 2 bands deep, right?
Well, I'm glad they don't stop your driving. Hey, I'm glad they don't suspend your registration for
what? No, hold on now. If it's like in another county, like E-Pass. Cause I remember I was going to Kissimmee, and I went through E-Pass. I came back months later. I was trying to renew my registration. Yo, you got a $6.19. Hold, buddy.
$6.
Yo, that shit held me back.
I'm glad I only traveled through tri-state, tri-county shit. Palm Beach, Broward, and Dade. That's I ain't going no further than that,
bro.
Need to keep track of where they charge me at.
Nah, bro. E-Pass, go through E-Pass if you want to. They're going to charge you. And if you don't pay them, they're going to hold you back. You know what I'm saying? Now, all of a sudden, you ride around dirty. You didn't even know. Dirty. Pull dirty, over. Cause you get pulled over. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You're like, damn, my shit suspended? You never know. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it's all good, though, man.
Isa didn't know, boss. Isa is trying to get to my destination.
Boy, you crazy as hell, man. So, listen, man. Today, we have a couple topics today.
Some good topics.
Good topics today. We want to definitely talk about a couple of them. It's a couple that's pretty serious, right? Yeah, boys, you feel me? And we might get a little backlash, but hey.
That's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for. Let's
talk
podcast.
If you ain't partying, you ain't doing shit then.
If we ain't partying, you ain't doing nothing, coach. All right, so we're going to start off with this first one right here, right? This is about women right here at the age, you know what? Not even at the age, but over the age of 40, are having more kids. They're having more babies than teen moms.
No.
Speaking of teen moms, you remember back then on MTV?
Those were 16 pregnant.
Do we want teen moms? No.
I'm not a big advocate with teens having kids. But they're saying that women over 40 are having more babies than teen moms.
Yes.
How you guys feel about that? Like, where's your mental with that?
See, I think the specific statistic was like
there's like an actual number.
Yeah, it was nearly 1 in 50 births. Is being by someone over 40, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Well, coach, I like old women, so I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, like the Cougars, and he like to tie the Cougars up.
Nah, I ain't gonna tie the Cougars up. I don't want no Cougar. I want a Jaguar.
You want a Jaguar?
Yeah.
Look, you want a Jaguar.
But what's the difference?
I'm gonna tell you the difference between a
Jaguar and a
Cougar.
It's a big difference.
It's a big difference, man.
One faster than the other. I'll tell you that, but.
Damn. So you want a Jaguar?
If it comes down to it,
mm-hmm.
I'm having babies from a Jaguar.
Jesus.
But would Jaguar be 40?
So that's the question I was about to ask 45. You.
45.
45?
A cougar would be starting from what?
So wait, so tell me, so y'all boys don't respect like the woman clock?
Nah, shit.
Y'all boys, oh, hell no.
Listen, at the end of the day,
Look at this man talking about the woman clock.
Yeah, at the end of it, hold up. Okay. At the end of the day, it's a miracle.
It is a miracle.
It's a miracle and a blessing.
You is right. I mean, I don't know the scientific, you know, things behind all that when a woman over 40 is having birth, but that conscious clock is ticking for them for sure, 100%. Probably that's why I think a lot of them are having babies at 40, because 20s they probably live in, 30s they lived. But probably at the same time in the 30s, they'll be like, you know,
they
what?
Still partying trying to find themselves.
But not even that too, but also too, they tried. It probably didn't work out.
Or mm-hmm. 30s, 35, be heartbroken. Dude, I'm broke their heart. Now they say, you know what? I'm gonna wait till I'm 40, 45.
You think women out there saying that? Like, you know, I'm gonna wait till 40 to have a child?
No, they saying I'm stable financially, mentally, and physically.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna say physically too tough because, you know, but, you know, at the end of the day, they want to make sure they're ready for the
having a child, though.
The birth of a child.
No, I agree.
But then again, I feel like these 40-year-olds looking 35 now.
So 40
and back to 40s. What we said, and back to what we said, the new 40s look like the 20s.
You think 20s? I say 30s.
Nah, like 35.
Oh, but where y'all boys shopping for women at?
Yo, ass in the fountain of youth. I see
it is.
The fountain of youth.
That's exactly what it is.
Hey, man. So I ain't gonna lie. You're going for the old heads.
I mean, yeah.
I'm old heads doing it.
I agree with you though, because I like my wine. Aged. I like my steak aged. You think I'm saying? You feel me? Seasoned. Not just seasoned.
You talking about grill. Complete season or Larry's?
When you throw.
Because seasoning can be different. Because sometimes you get a...
Hey, listen. We ain't talking about no just salt and pepper now. No.
Salt Bay. But Salt Bay. Let's go Salt Bay. Salt Bay was...
Nah, sprinkling the salt. Nah, I don't want no sprinkle.
Oh, okay.
You think what I'm saying? I need all seasoned, coach. Marinated. You think in the fridge. You know what I'm saying? When you pull it out, it's tender.
Nah, I'm sorry, fellas. I can't go that old, man.
What you mean?
I can't go that old.
So you like them young?
No.
Well,
of age.
Of age.
Of age. Yeah, of age. Yeah, yeah, we know, but we saying is you don't want the 40 bay.
Nah. I don't want the 40, babe. If I'm 30, give me the oldest I would want, babe, like 36.
You still gonna be paying 35. For wigs, eyelashes.
what you mean? 40, babe, not gonna want that?
Nah, 40, no. Babe. 40,
you
babe.
Sleep. 40, babe. 40, babe. Looks 30, fellas.
No, think it's about not. It. It's not. Okay, you can say the look, but it's the mental, though, man. Like,
okay.
A woman in their 40s. They already established. Let's say they got a job or whatever. They should be up there in the sense of promotion wise, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. They should be striving in their life and career, whatever it is. So
you think a woman in a 35 year old woman and a 40 year old woman don't want the same things?
No. Nah, it's not. Life hit a little bit different, you know.
You think so?
Oh yeah, for sure. Do you want the same thing at the age of 21 and now?
That's a 9-year difference. That's different. I'm talking about 5 years.
Okay, 25.
The maturity level could go up in 5 years, though, if you really look at it.
Based off experience.
I don't want to be in a club no more at 40. At 35, I'm still out here trying to...
You think so?
Yeah. trying to pop fans and shit.
You know what? I can see you.
Nah,
I can see you at the age of 40.
I can see y'all niggas in the club.
Y'all what? Patching for a bottle at the age of 40.
Niggas ain't doing that.
Yo. Hey.
Niggas is not doing that.
What you mean?
That.
Yo, what at you 40, mean?
At 40, everybody bottles, everybody got
see,
their own
but
bottles.
Okay, let me stop you.
Mm-hmm. But we're not even drinking like that at 40. That's nothing.
Let me stop you. Check it out. 35-year-old woman. They at the club. Girl, let's party. Let's see if we get one of these dudes to get us a drink. They party, they vibing.
Yeah.
40-year-old gonna say, man, we don't want that. We can get our own. So I want the maturity level of it. I don't want the what it is, millennial, Gen X, Gen Z.
Gen Z.
I don't want that mentality. So therefore, when I step out of line, that 40-year-old gonna say, hey, what we doing?
Yeah.
Nah, we don't need that. We're going to get our own.
Yeah. And also, too, I think the 40-year-old, you know, still carry that old school vibe, too. You know what I'm saying? I like the old school vibe. I'm not going to lie. Traditional way.
Yeah.
Come on now. You can't miss that out.
Sam, they going to have Sam watching the baby while they go party. The 40-year-old going to say, go ahead, baby. Go relax a little bit.
Oh, man. No, you're right.
I'm not going to lie. I don't mind watching the baby while she go out.
There you go, coach. So, to segue
from that topic, we're gonna still keep it with a woman. You know what I'm saying? We do have a lot of ladies attending to our podcast and stuff like that.
Shout out to the ladies, man.
Shout out to the ladies one shout time, man. Ladies. You think I'm saying happy?
I thought we'd have more guys, but it seems like it's
whoa.
All right.
Children. I thought we had more male viewers.
Okay.
But it seems like it's 50-50.
It is 50-50, though. I'm not going to lie. So let's segue from the topic, though. Let's talk about when it come down to women and enhancement, right? And what I mean by that is,
they love
does, that does asking a woman to see her without her hair, her makeup, does it mean that you can't afford her beauty upkeep?
I'm going to keep it clear. I love a natural woman. So
okay.
seeing a natural level, the natural hair, the natural nails, the natural eyelashes, because motherfuckers' eyelashes like this. I want to see everything natural. So do I mind paying? Nah, I don't mind.
Okay.
But I prefer to see you plain Jane, everything just look nice. If I can see you plain Jane, I don't mind paying for everything else.
So let me ask you a question, though. When it comes to plain Jane, though, would you like to see that as a first impression? Or is it when she has the makeup and the hair and stuff like that, you rather see that after the fact?
I'm going to say this. You always want to put your imperfections. You always want to fix yourself before you see anybody.
Okay.
Because if I meet you in the club, I'm going to see the maid you. You know what I mean? So, therefore, you know, when it's time to wipe that shit off, take the eyelashes off, go to bed, that's what I really
want
to see.
That's what you want to, okay.
But, you know, everybody want to doll themselves up, so I ain't tripping.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I want to see the natural beauty.
So I'm saying though, so by, let's say by you telling that to a woman, hey, baby, that wig or weave you got on, baby, I want you to take it off. Also that makeup too. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and take that eyelash off. And she come back to you and say, hey, I feel like you can't really afford me then, because you complaining about my hair and makeup.
So she's saying because you want to see her bare face
and stuff like that.
You're afraid.
Not afraid. You just can't afford.
You just can't afford
her beauty upkeep.
The makeup price.
Makeup price, hair price. Because I mean, we could go ahead and break down what's the hair price. We ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying, but we know that. But
so I'm saying, so basically, I would ask that woman: is that something for us to think about when we meet a woman? Like. Her maintenance price?
I mean, you're right.
But that all comes that comes with the territory at the end of the day. Uh-huh. When you go look for that brand of woman, you have to understand that that's gonna come with the territory.
That brand of woman is correct though. I like the way you.
But
put
you
that,
said
though.
That brand of woman.
When I say brand, I mean if
that
you
means
go,
the mentality or looks.
No, saying? I'm saying in the sense of if you go look for that woman. Perfect example. If you look for an Instagram chick, an Instagram model, you're going to pay for that. You know, that always got to be the glam, the glory.
Okay.
Has to be made up. Then you get you a regular Joe Schmo, nice woman that, you know, she put on light makeup.
Yeah.
It all budgets itself out. So you're going to pay for what, when she take that off, you're going to be looking for your girl. I'm like, damn, I just met her. Where she went at?
Mm. So wait, but are you saying the regular girl don't look as good as the Instagram model?
I'm saying if you get an Instagram model, that's what you're going to pay for.
Okay, but Instagram model is saying what? Mentality or looks? That's what I'm trying to get down to.
I think it's both, though.
It's both. Right. It's both. It's
so
both.
The regular girl is what? The good-looking one? Or like I'm saying like
the regular one. Girl is who don't need the – who don't mind their imperfections. You know, everybody wants that.
But
that,
does she look as good as the Instagram model?
She can. She has potential to. But she is. But that's not her focus, though. You know what I'm saying? That's not her insecurity that she has to hide with makeup. Mm. You think I'm saying?
Sheesh, ooh, they,
so, no. But no. You know what I'm saying? But
drop bombs, kid. I'm real bushy.
But no, it's just like, because that's a lot of ladies on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole cliche saying of doing it for the gram, you know what I'm saying, doing for the likes and views and stuff like that, they have to go down that rabbit hole in the sense of, I got
to
put this makeup on, you know what I'm saying?
To
look good, because if I slip up, they're going to expose me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If they see my imperfection, they're going to expose me. If they see what I see in the mirror every morning, they're going to expose me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like you just said, like, if you want that IG girl, you have to keep up what she's doing, bro. You got to keep up what it is.
And don't look at it like you paying for something because you knew what you was getting yourself into.
Into, facts. You can't be that crab-ass nigga like, man, what you mean? I ain't got $200 on me right now. Oh, bet. So she could find another
crazy It's crazy because somebody was telling me they paid $300 for eyelashes.
$300 for eyelashes is stupid.
He said it's stupid.
It's just stupid. I ain't gonna lie, that's retarded. I'd rather go.
But at the end of the day, if that's what she used to, you know, I ain't gonna lie, and this is just me. Mm-hmm. If $300 gonna make you look like a real human and not like that elephant, what's the elephant on Sesame Street? If $300 gonna make you look more human than that elephant on Sesame Street, I'll be able to cut the check.
But look, what you say to the regular females that still have high, like, keep up with themselves? You feel me? They're not Instagram models.
So what's considered
like ones, no, I'm saying, a nurse?
Okay, so what's considered as a high maintenance?
Hair still costs $400-$500.
Okay.
They eyelashes cost $150-$200.
Well, I'm glad they got them nurses.
that is expensive, though.
I'm just saying. You going like, their maintenance don't change.
I think the difference is those regular, you know, let's say those nurse, those women who put the time in, like, they work, right, versus those Instagram girls. I think it's more so, like, who appreciate it more. You think I'm
but
saying?
But they both want the same thing.
They both want the same thing, but
you
I think
the one pay for that
one holds value and one doesn't.
Yeah, one holds value and one doesn't. Okay, you think I'm saying? The Instagram, the Instagram girl, she just wants that from you.
That's just a throwaway. That's a throwaway.
Right? It's just a throwaway, right? Mm-hmm. But the hardworking one, a 9-to-5 female and stuff like that, yeah, she do want the same thing, the nails and hair and makeup done. But she's going to be very appreciative about that. You think I'm saying? Like, she's not going to be ripping through eyelashes left and right every day and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
1 week, hey, my hair drying out. They want a new wig. That's the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You get the nurse. Hey, I'm gonna just wear this a little bit longer. I got you.
Put them twists in there. Put them twists in there.
That's gonna be 2 or 3 months. So you good?
You good? You better save that money. you better go ahead and save that bread. Come on now, because you know in 2 months, that bill coming.
That bill coming.
Right. That bill is coming, coach. You know
but,
what I'm saying?
But I ain't going to lie to you.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if Sam on PR stunts or whatever, but he been doing a little PR shit lately.
What PR stunt been doing?
So you telling me at any cost you gonna cut the check to keep they up? To keep the upkeep?
Nah, I never said that.
But you trying to make sure you going down that narrow that street?
No. Okay, nah, I ain't saying that. But okay, this is what I am saying though. If I do something like. If I meet a female and shit, we ain't gonna go after something that don't look bad, right? We're gonna go after something that look good. You feel me?
Yeah.
So you see she look good and you get it and she gets serious and you find out that she, what, you gotta chip in for a hair and whatnot, that's not a problem. It's the issue.
So when it comes down to the chipping the hair thing, or chipping for anything, what's the time span about that? Like,
oh, we gotta be locked in.
Locked in, right?
Yeah.
So like, let's say
don't meet me 2 weeks ago and say, ooh, I need $500. It's not happening.
I'm sorry.
It's not happening.
I'm sorry, but
let's be real. Because at the end of the day, you look at it. Yeah, we're gonna say you ain't gonna cut that check in 2 weeks. Granted. But when you meet that one, and we always say, oh, I ain't cut no check. But at the end of the day, when you take a motherfucker out to eat, when you go party, they going to find their way to maneuver. But you're going to find your way to maneuver. Because the eating, hold up.
We both eating.
Hold up. Mm-hmm. And that's granted, we going to party, we doing this.
Right.
But she going to see that check you cut when we was eating, she going to bring that shit back in your face.
Fam.
Well, you ain't got no problem cutting the check.
I would rather pay for a $500 meal and do what I need to do than give her $500 straight.
No, she going to automatically think you're going to get that to every time you ask her. Because you already cut the $500.
It's not just that. It's just that at least out of the $500 that I done spent, I got some sort of satisfaction, out of it. You feel what I mean? It's not like
I ain't gonna lie. Say what y'all want, but I don't want to find a chick like Ocho had. He took her to McDonald's and she was happy.
Yeah, but guess what?
You talking about real estate?
Yeah, but guess what, nigga? That cheetah face female looking. She want that bread now.
She want that money.
She want that money, yeah. Now she ain't no McDonald's out, nigga.
She got on that man platform, and now she don't know how to act, bro.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Who got her there?
Yes, Ocho did, but it's up to a woman to be like, hey, babe, listen, that's not my place.
Bro, though. Once I see the freckles, I knew it was something.
It was knew, something up?
Yeah, man, those freckles. Yeah, man, like, I can't trust that.
As a woman, like, especially if your man is so like dominant and prominent in, like, you know, social media, this media period. Bro, you know, just stay away from the light, bro. Just stay away.
And that's Ocho Cinco.
That's
come
Ocho.
On,
Ocho,
that's not
man.
No regular nigga that went to the NFL and just retired, bro.
So he from the crib, so he could do that.
But you know what? Okay, you know what? So listen.
So he from the crib, so he could do that.
No. Okay. No. We is not finna give him that car though. But okay. So how about this, right? Speaking of niggas from the crib, right? Well, we're talking about niggas who's not from the crib. This is the thing right here. And this shit right here, bro, it slapped me left and right, homie. I was surprised.
Sheesh.
How do y'all feel about out-of-town guys that's cuffing the hometown eaters? Like, my take about that is it's a female fault. Right?
What you mean?
Because the females don't like to present their past like that. Now, don't get me wrong, though. Should you present a past
like
that?
Oh, I get what
you're
saying.
You know what I'm saying? Should you present your past like that? But male or female? That's up to you. But we are seeing a reoccurrence, a cycle of these out-of-town guys who's not from Miami or Broward or whatever the case. Nah, fuck that. Who's just not from Miami, period. They cuffing these hometown eaters, bro. How y'all feel about that shit?
I find nothing wrong in it. I think everybody should find
this
love.
This guy's an out of town nigga. Cause he just...
Well, hold up. Hey, hold up, nah. I ain't trying to sound. I'm not trying to sound.
I feel like that's me being at a buffet complaining that a nigga get too many plates, bro. You feel me? Hey, these eaters gotta get cuffed too, bro.
I'm not trying to
love
sound like
for everybody.
I'm not trying to sound like Steve Harvey. I'm not.
How does Steve Harvey sound like?
Steve Harvey have so many empowering words for women and
think like a man.
You like that?
Think like a man.
You like that shit?
But I'm gonna say this. They don't know what we know,
right?
So it's vice versa. Mm-hmm. So I go to another town. Not saying me. I promise I'm not saying me. I'm not like this.
It's all right. You ain't got to tell him.
No, but it was him. Good. That's just like I go out of town.
It was him.
I go out of town and nah, they want to cuff me.
They want to cuff you.
Out of town.
Female.
Yeah.
Say I'm from the crib. I'm a motherfuckers know I ain't no good, but she done cuff me.
Right.
That's right.
It's vice versa.
It's vice versa, but it's different.
Nah, at the end of the day, bro, I'm not trying to sound like Steve Harvey. Once again, I'm not trying to sound like Steve Harvey.
It's different, though.
Tell me the difference. Because at the end of the day, we one and the same, right?
Yeah.
We both eaters.
Yeah.
We are both eaters. I'm going to repeat that.
Both eaters, both hoes, both manglers.
Well, it's double standards, man.
But at the end of the day, they don't know what we do here. That I go up there and be Tyler Perry.
See, I think guys hold females to the fire more than actual guys, bro. Like, if we go ahead and see Eater right now on our phone, and you see her out of town, they could go ahead and cuff her. We as guys gonna be like,
God bless her heart.
What the hell is going
God
on?
God bless
bro?
His heart.
And I listen, nine times out of 10, she didn't tell him.
You feel but you can't also lie. You also be thinking like, damn, you know what he experiencing. You know why he cuffed her.
Because he think that he's the only one getting it.
Right.
Hey, don't.
We sitting back talking about him. Uh-huh. Like, boy, that nigga just don't know. Boy, my dog and I had to slap in the mouth last week. He kissing in the mouth and popping.
No. These retired eaters, they done left the city. They I'm went
tell
to
you
another
one thing,
city. They started a new life.
See, that's what you go tell wrong. Them? That's that? One thing you go wrong. A eater will never stop being an eater. Amen. You can't come out of retirement. It's no way you coming out of retirement.
So you telling
you
me
you can't retire from what you do.
So you telling me if an eater get married, she can't just put down her jersey like niggas do it.
It's just like having a 401k. You got to wait till that time limit up if you're going to say it like that. Where you made enough money or whatever you did to put your jersey up. But at the end of the day, it is a double standard. And yeah, I'm not. Is, and I'm is. Not. I talk my shit when I'm right, and I talk my shit when I'm wrong. I'm going to talk my shit.
See, that's the way you should put it. It is a double standard. It's not vice versa.
Yeah.
It is a double standard for sure. Because like I said earlier, we hold females to the fire when they know, when you know that they have a past history and they go ahead and met some other guy that we don't know from a can of paint. And all of a sudden that now they cuffed up. Now all of a sudden they married X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying?
But it's like happily ever after. Gotta love
it. Till death do them apart.
That's right.
You feel what I'm saying? Or till eaters do them apart. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know.
Once again, I am not Steve Harvey. And it's a double standard. Double standard to it. And I'm going to stick to my guns.
All right, you know what? Let me ask you a question then. How about that? How
go
about
ahead.
This? You know what? You want to talk about this tough guy Steve Harvey shit. How about this? An out-of-town female, let's say she's from New York. Your type.
Dark skin.
Hey, whatever.
White toes.
Listen, and guess what? Y'all build a connection, build a bond, and you really fuck with her. She really fuck with you. Like, and she doing everything in the bedroom. Why? Because she's an eater. She's experienced. She's doing it all, and you loving it. And not only that, y'all got a bond. You feel me? Like, you loving it.
Come on now. Go ahead.
And then you get the info that from whoever, somebody say, yo, I got a cousin that lives in the Bronx, and yo, she done fucked the whole building.
Mm-hmm.
Are you keeping her? Doing? Are you keeping her? Like, the way she made you feel is like no other.
Y'all got a connection. Bond.
Connection. And you know what?
It's been about a good six months.
Bingo. Six, 7 months. Almost a year. Good bond, everything like that. She is your type, and she has everything in the
baby,
book.
Baby, I love you. You think I'm saying? My everything.
Yo, she is everything in the book from page one to page whatever. You know what I'm saying? And you get the information coach, and you be like, damn, she did what?
She not from Miami?
What's, are you still keeping her? Let me know. Or are you going to be like, man, baby, I got to let you go because you done tainted my reputation.
He's stuck.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. I'm a wifer.
You going to wife
her?
Thank
you. Yeah. Real nigga.
I can't lie real because nigga, whatever y'all nigga. Experience, a woman can give themselves to Christ. And, you know, forgive me, but at the end of the day.
Amen. Okay. That's
yeah, she's a born again virgin.
There we go. This is a brother right here, man.
I can't blame her for her past. And I'm gonna keep it player.
Yeah.
I can't blame her for her past. You know, that's the past is the past.
The past is the past, yes.
So let's move forward.
For sure.
And rectify. Let's get rid of the Eater stage.
Yeah.
So therefore, we gonna work this out.
So guys, for the people who are listening, Danny G has a cape at home. I don't know where the cape at.
Boy.
I'm rest saving for her. No, man. That was just a joke, man. But I'm gonna be honest. I can't put her past.
Real nigga.
Into bro, the future. I'm no kizzy, homie. That is my biggest fear, bro.
You would have dropped her, huh?
That's my biggest
you ain't
fear.
Shit, bro.
Listen, man. You know what's so funny? Like back so in high school, uh-huh. Right? 11th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a chick in 11th grade.
Oh, fuck.
Right? And she was cool, though, right? Everybody.
She was an eater. Oh, my God.
But see, that's the thing, though. I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you know, 11th grade, that's when I really popped into the scene, though. You know what I'm saying? So got with her relationship and everything like that. That's when the story started coming upon. Like, hey, like, she was
did
doing
anybody,
this.
Them boys, nobody tell you.
Nobody didn't tell me, but.
Y'all boys fucked up for
they
that.
Green, they green
y'all
as hell, though.
Hey, y'all niggas green for
but
that.
But it was outside entities know, that was telling me, like, hey, you know, X, Y, Z was doing this back in whatever grade and stuff like that. So, mind you.
It was her past.
It was her past, though. But mind you, though, I'm coming up on the scene, though. I'm you know what I'm saying? Like, Meech is coming up on the scene. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. The book, was it 48 Laws of Power?
Mind manipulation.
Coach, you have to protect your reputation at all times. like, hello.
If you don't stand
hello,
for
hello, you have to protect your reputation at all times.
If you don't stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything.
Coach,
and
I thought
started,
about
and,
it.
And people started building respect for you, and you said, hold on, my first lady cannot be this.
Can't do it. I'm sorry. We can't walk into the White House, and you're an eater. I'm sorry.
Way.
We can't do it.
No way.
So guess what? I had to drop her, coach.
Hold on.
What happened?
You can't.
What's
I'm,
that?
Nah, I'm going to say this. I am not
but
Steve.
No,
I am not Steve Harvey.
But no. But
at the end of the day.
Okay.
At the end of the day, if your feelings into it, you can't judge what everybody else says.
But hold on. But hold
see?
On. But
see? No, that's what I'm talking about.
But see, but this is the difference, though. Like I told you, I was in 11th grade.
Yeah.
I was 17 years old. In 11th grade.
Mentally, you don't even know no better yet.
I don't, but I know not the comfort eater, though.
He's building his past. You got to think about it.
You think
this
I'm saying?
Talking, imagine what his story would have been now,
of course, now, like now, what I look into in a woman is, of course, like, you know what I like. So now, if you do have a past, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, we too grown for
this. I don't really care about the outside nose like that too much.
But in the past,
but it depends on what the past too. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, let's say, like if you met a girl and like you cuff her and then you find out, like let's say she on OnlyFans,
and
she's getting ran on or whatever.
That's tough.
Being at the big age that we are.
Once it's on camera, I can't do it.
You know what I'm saying?
If I never seen
stop
it.
Stop right there, homie. Like, yeah, we're not going to do that.
It's like the Ray Rice video. Once I seen it.
It's over.
But at
publicly,
that time.
Publicly,
okay.
If you're out there, then we're going to have a discussion.
Coach, what? Okay, go. Okay.
You want to discuss.
You want a discussion.
What are you going to discuss?
My nigga going to therapy. I fuck with you, my
you
boy.
You feel me? I'm going to therapy about it.
Yeah.
Oh, you going to therapy
because at the end of the day, listen.
I respect that.
See, honestly, like honestly,
I can't say nothing.
We
else.
Can't judge a woman on their past.
No, we can't. We can't really.
If she don't,
I'm not gonna say
you
that,
can't. Both because at the end of the day, mm-hmm. you fall in love. You fall in love.
You know, right now we're building. In the future, right now we're building our past. So if you would have did some outlandish shit right now, 10 years from now, we're going to say the shit that you did right now.
And it's going to be a joke. We're going to laugh about it.
You do got a good point. Depending on what it is, what if you caught a body?
That'd be forever in your past.
You see what I'm saying?
Whoa, coach.
Exactly. So you gotta, your past does matter.
Yeah. But you know what? Okay, so how about this, right? In the sense of, like you just said, like earlier about, you know what I'm saying, a female loving you and stuff like that, and she make you feel great and whatever, X, Y, Z. Now she has you on cloud nine. Right? You like, man, this girl can't do no wrong to me, no nothing, whatever. I'm going to support her, X, Y, and Z. Are you the type to crash out for your girls?
No.
Even though you're deeply in love or whatever it is.
Yeah, no.
You ain't crashing out for you.
Well, I'm going to crash out by respect.
Respect, yes, sir.
At the end of the day, if anybody disrespect my lady, I'm crashing out. No understanding.
Yeah,
at the end of the day,
I'm confused.
I'm going to crash out either which way about respect. Anything else outside of that, you got that.
So when it comes out of respect, though, there's a lot of ways that people deem to look at respect. Respect could be another guy looking at your chick. My bad. Disrespect could be for another guy to look at your chick. Disrespect could be, you know, touching, of course, you know, things like that. So what in the sense of respect, what way that you are crashing out for your girl?
Listen, when a dude look at my woman, in my head, I'm playing a song. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Because at the end of the day, you can look at it all day, and I know I got what I got.
Yeah.
As long as you don't put your hands on her, I'm good. Because now, new era is I'm hollering at a chick, not me. Uh-huh. New era is I'm grabbing her.
Oh, yeah.
We ain't on that type of time.
You're doing too much.
You're doing too much. So this is my time to crash out.
Gotcha.
But when you look at my girl and you like.
That grabbing too aggressive, coach.
When I see you looking at my chick, I'll be like, okay, I'm looking for something.
Let me clarify something. You said crashing out for your girl. You mean like if another dude do some disrespectful shit
basically
while you're with her?
But there's the thing, though. When it comes down to disrespect, it depends on you. What's disrespectful for you?
Oh,
right. Okay. That will cause you to crash out.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, anything physical.
Physical.
Yeah. Anything other than physical, I'm good.
You can't say physical. Physically, I'm looking at your girl as she walked by.
No,
whole entire time.
Okay, no touching.
Can't touch.
You could look. I like when you with a when I'm with a female and niggas like breaking their necks, like looking like.
Yeah.
I like that shit.
I got one.
Yeah, I like that shit.
I got one.
But apparently there's a lot of guys that's not capable of understanding that, though.
Nah, I ain't tripping.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, one thing about it.
I know you guys in the news.
Dog just got off.
Yeah, dog. Of course, I don't know the names or whatever, but you had an individual with two guys. One of them, both of them was at Walgreens and with his old lady. And the other guy was in the line and stuff like that. And buddy, I guess apparently was looking at his chick. And I guess the chick kind of basically didn't like that. You think I'm saying? The guy, you know, kind of, you know, approach him like that. Like, what you doing? I mean, like.
Wait, so the chick went to tell her dude?
No, I mean, they was right next to each other, but stuff like that. He was just, I guess he looked at a chick, though. I mean,
that's that deep.
It was, you know, testosterone got to the highest level as much as possible. Then, you know, one gonna say, I got it on me. The other one be like, I got it too.
And it all plays a factor, though. It's like, it plays a factor of what you let your girl walk outside with. Like, y'all together. Hold up.
Mm. You can't police your girl, bro.
I'm saying it in the sense of if she walk outside in BS clothes, then you're going to get that look.
Bro, it depends what's her body figure. She walk out with a sundress on and she thick. Niggas is breaking necks.
You taking the words out of my mouth. That's what I'm saying. So therefore, if you let your girl walk out, if her body is just naturally fine, can't get mad.
You can't get mad at it, no.
Depending on what you let your girl walk outside in, you can't get mad.
Exactly, yeah.
If your girl is gorgeous, you can't get mad.
You can't get mad at that.
When that's you let your girl walk outside and bullshit, that's your fault. Exactly. You expecting people to look.
Yeah.
But if your girl just nice and hey, just play the song, I be feeling like the man.
Nah, facts, facts. Nah, I agree. I agree with that, though.
Nah, you're right.
If my lady go out, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, she's showing her curves and body like that, just know, I know that makes her feel comfortable. That makes her feel good and stuff like that. And also make me feel good. Like, okay, cool. You good and you're comfortable in your own skin. If niggas is watching you, that's cool. Now, of course, it's going to get crazy when them boys start grabbing a hand, grabbing a shoulder and stuff like that. Trying to
and
talk.
That's when the crash out begins.
That's when you got to really step in. Like, all right, yeah. You know what, homie? Yo, I got to check you.
You know why?
Uh-huh.
Dude's mom never taught them nothing.
Dude's moms.
Yeah. Because the daddy's in. Daddy's all. Daddy's happy. But my boy, you got your woman. But the mom will always show a guy the respectful way of approaching a woman.
No, for sure. For sure. Definitely. Because it's a lot of guys out here that is very, very disrespectful. And they don't care, though.
That's why I'm crashing out.
I think it's just aggressive. Like, we all, like, not we, but the generation just aggressive.
Wait, hold on. Is every different... my generation, I don't think we grabbing arms, bro.
This nigga,
we ain't grabbing generation.
We ain't grabbing arms like
that. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's y'all.
Nah, but I could have sworn though, y'all seen you at Studio 183rd grabbing arms.
Man, I knew her already. I was just letting her know I was in the building. I already knew her.
Oh man.
So we kick it like crazy. That though, yeah. and that's what it was though. Like, I ain't grabbing her arm. I knew her already. From the past, and it was just like, yo,
it was good.
That was it. It wasn't nothing outside of that. I'm beyond that grabbing arm shit.
That's crazy, man.
Once I make you smile, I make you laugh, we go together.
Oh, like that easy?
That easy.
That boy crazy. That's a good game, though. You know, all the ladies like a good laugh, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah. Hey, don't take me as a joke.
Laugh about these draws? That's what you do. Yeah, laugh about these draws.
Laugh about these draws, though. That's what it is. And they socks, too, huh?
Leave the socks on, babes. If they ain't white toes, leave the socks
on. No way, Jose. That's crazy, dude. All right, so listen, man. We're going to switch it to the next topic, of course. But you know what? Meanwhile, we're going to segue to Humano. Humano.
Yeah, shout out to Humano.
Shout out to Humano.
Bro, we should get an ad for this, man.
Yeah, like, we Humano'd up.
Yeah, you need to call the guy, bro.
It's about three episodes back to back.
Deep. Three episodes deep. Come on now, that's a point. That's a lot. Whoa, you good?
I'm straight. I told y'all life was life in the day.
Life was laughing, but you ain't gotta put your life
this
away.
This one
though.
Day,
right?
This one day of my life destroyed the whole week.
You see,
that's crazy.
But I kept my faith in God.
See what we gotta start doing? We gotta start checking in with each other's mental health. That's what it is.
For sure,
see?
Though, man. For sure.
And that's real. And I'm gonna keep it K1K. That's real being black men in America.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
You go through all this in one day. Don't say nothing to nobody.
Yeah.
Because we talked the whole that shit in.
See?
Yeah, we haven't reversed that mindset though. I'm not gonna lie though. As a black man, in the society that we live in, bro, you have to reverse that mindset, dog. Cause a lot of guys, young guys, especially the younger version too. I mean the younger generation, they holding it in, they tucking under the rug.
There's a lot. The young generation, they get it in all areas because of social media.
Social media is pressure, killing them.
That pressure
is killing them. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I wanna say rest in peace to Kyron Lacy.
Yeah, rest in peace.
The receiver from LSU, who I guess I'm gonna say allegedly, committed suicide. Yeah. After he was on a pursuit
in Houston,
Texas. You know, when it comes out of that, though, I know for him, he had the whole world coming down on him. You think I'm saying? He had the whole world coming down. I think just before that, he was in a car accident that led somebody death. You think I'm saying?
To his death?
No, not his death, but somebody else's death, like months ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
months ago, he was in a car accident. Someone else died from that car accident. And he was going to, you know, go on trial and stuff like that.
Wait, do we know why he was getting chased?
So apparently, whatchamacallit, he was, I think he had an argument with his girl or whatever it is and stuff like that. He pulled out a gun. He shot the gun. He discharged the gun onto the ground. So, you know, so I think what it is because he was already in some deep, you know, deep shit already. Mm-hmm. And by him doing that, it was even deeper. And he felt like he probably couldn't get, you know.
Out of it.
You know what I'm saying? So he discharged the gun to the ground. And he left. They called police, but he left. You feel what I'm saying? They pull a bolo out there for him. They pull a, you know, be on the lookout. Somebody, a police officer was about to do a traffic stop and stuff like that. And he hit it. You feel what I'm saying? He went to go and hit it and stuff like that. And, you know, within the chase, he got in a car accident. And when the officer got to the vehicle, he basically unalived himself.
Allegedly.
But there's other stories saying that they let that happen. They let the crash happen.
What you mean they let the crash happen?
How so did this let is this the part. So his attorney has spoken about it, mm-hmm. saying that there was something about a car that was in front of him. They could have stopped him.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? But they just let him go. Allow him to do it and stuff like that, XYZ. Okay. So but going back to the mental health part about it,
you think the police officers heard the shot?
What you mean heard the shot? Like,
because if he allegedly shot himself with the gun, did they hear the
I mean, they probably, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows when they come down to the sound effects or something?
I'm gonna say
like
this. I'm listening to it, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's why we got to know our boys, our situation. So therefore, we have to check on each other's mental health. If you my homie,
yeah,
I know what you're going through because now you're talking different. You're moving different. You're acting different.
Facts.
So therefore, yo, come holler at me.
Check in.
Because at the end of the day, when we go north of South Florida,
right,
into those upper north states, whatever we go through, racism's still alive. So allegedly, he killed himself, but we never know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, either we're going to check on him, and if we know each other, we're going to check on each other mental health.
Yeah.
And if I hear you talking different, acting different, I'm going to check on you.
Ask questions.
Or come have a seat. If you know somebody going through something, because sometimes we know somebody going through something, and we all going through something. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But sometimes we know somebody going through something more deeper or whatnot. You know, you should check on them.
Gotta ask questions to your dogs. You know what I'm saying?
These young kids, bro. They not. Well, let me not speak down on them, but I know it's harder for them because they got a microscope on them and they got a bigger like light shine on them with the social media shit that they got to go through that we ain't have to go through.
Facts. Now, I agree.
That's why at the end of it all, let's. I'm gonna conclude it with this. A lot of us in our culture, mm-hmm. we don't have that father figure to go to. So guess what we do? Go see videos and all this other bullshit.
Right.
So we don't have nobody to lean on for mental health. Sure. We don't know it's okay to go call somebody and be like, yo, I need to talk to you.
Right.
So therefore, every day, every so often, I check on my guys and be like, yo, mentally, physically, and emotionally, where your mind at?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, life's, and we don't know what he was going through at the moment. You know, so that's why mentally we always have to be there for each other.
Definitely.
Because at the end of the day, we ain't got a golden spoon to go spend $100K just to say, okay, I feel better now.
Yeah, no, definitely.
We go through mental trauma differently from everybody else.
Everybody go through different trauma,
so,
for sure.
Where we stand is where we stand, but at the end of the day, everybody needs to check on their guys mentally, emotionally, and physically, because we don't know what we go through at the end of the day.
No.
Like today, just for something small, you know what I mean? I was frustrated the entire time. Mentally, I was on edge.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, damn, here we go again. Not knowing everything else that falls in place.
Yeah.
Now my car just broke down. Now I got to get it towed. Now I got to get it fixed. Now I got to get a rental car. Man, at the end of the day, mentally, I'm drained.
Yeah.
Right.
In the next moment, somebody pisses me off, I might flip.
You might flip. Yeah. No, yeah. You're right.
So
you're
therefore, right. let's mentally check on one another. At the end of the day, total it all off, mentally, physically, and emotionally, we need to check on our people.
For sure. Sure. For sure.
So that's how I feel about it. You know, we don't
even
know
that friend that you think is the strong friend that don't need that check. Check that friend.
Man, yeah. I heard this saying real quick. I heard the saying off pivot. The person that's always smiling, always trying to keep people up, always trying to do this, make everybody else smile, mm-hmm. is the main one that really have the most trauma.
Yeah.
But he's always making somebody smile. He's always doing this. He's always doing that. But deeply inside, nobody's calling and checking on him.
Facts.
Yeah. So therefore, with that situation, I ended with that saying, though. Like, we don't know what caused it, but at the end of the day, he probably experienced something that somebody could have helped him with, or they did it to him and just called it suicide.
Granted, his NFL career was going to be over because I don't know how old is he, like, what, 21?
24.
He's 24. So if he would have probably did, like, 3-4 years, you know, he probably was going to be able to get back in the league by then. His time would have passed.
Yeah.
So his NFL career would have been over with. But he's a young kid, probably would have graduated from LSU. I think, right? He would have still had a degree.
Of course, yeah, for sure.
You know?
Definitely.
But it's unfortunate that. Yeah.
That's a great way you concluded right there. Mental health is definitely very important, man. So for everybody out there, man, listen, man, if you got to tap in with somebody that you love, somebody that you can talk to that's not judgmental about your situation, man, please tap in with them. You know what I'm saying? We're tired of people. Well, not tired, but we can't really afford for people to be dying out here, especially suicidal and stuff like that, man. So definitely tap into the people that you love. Tap into the people who's not judgmental, you know, about your situation. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to wrap it up with episode 3 of Lit Talk Podcast. Again, people, subscribe to YouTube. Yeah, 99 subs.
Y'all need to fucking subscribe, bro.
99 subs. We need to make it.
It's free. It don't cost you a dollar to subscribe.
Subscribe on our YouTube channel, Spotify. We're on Spotify.
If you're going to hate on us, subscribe. Yeah, if you're going to love us, subscribe.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I love the hate. The
we
hate
need some hate
fuels.
Comments. Somebody give us some hate comments,
yeah,
man.
It fuels us. I'm not gonna lie.
I love the love comments, though. Don't,
remember, I am not Steve Harvey. If you want to subscribe, we 150. We going on one. We pushing for 150.
Yeah, we're pushing for 150 subscribers on YouTube. Again, we on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts. People also follow us on Instagram too now. Okay, please follow us on Instagram. We is coming up with daily content.
But that's one thing they is doing. They following the Instagram.
Yes, they are. We appreciate all
that. Oh, they showing hella love on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, TikTok too. Yeah.
So we appreciate it.
For sure though. So follow us on those on those platforms, and we appreciate you guys, you know what I'm saying, tuning in. Okay. We are out of here. Yay!
Joel Sotty.